This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope you guys had a good weekend. Mine was miserable. It was so miserable. And we're not even talking the football bets I placed. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? What a rough weekend. All right, so I had to have my colonoscopy and my upper endoscopy. I know you guys have been like, oh, my God, she's been talking about this for like 3 weeks. Well, it finally happened, okay? The pap smear, no, that's been canceled twice. But that's okay. I think all my orifices want to be left alone for the next couple days. I think I am done with going to the doctor. Unfortunately, I'm not done with going to the doctor. So I had to start my prep, and I'll tell you what they found. It's kind of interesting. So what's going on with me? And the reason why I had to get all this done and all the pokes and prodding is years ago, remember I told you guys when I was in medical school, I had a really, really flat tummy. And I was looking at my tummy. I go, I think it looks a little bigger on one side than the other. And so I go to a doctor and I go, I think I have a tumor in me. And everyone's like, you're out of your mind. So I was at a UCLA-trained gynecologist or whatever. She took a look at me. She goes, we got some ovarian cysts, but that's about it on ultrasound. And I'm like, but something's not right. My tummy is super flat. I think I have a tumor in there. Okay? Now, when you're a medical student, you go through medical student syndrome, meaning you think you have everything. You think you have lupus. You think you have testicular cancer. You think you have prostate issues. I do. I think I have epididymitis and prostatitis every other day. And I'm a woman. That's just what happens when you're in medical school. You just think you get everything. So I go to my doctor in town once I moved to Las Vegas, and I go, look, I really think I have a tumor. So she does an ultrasound and she goes, well, you do. You actually do. Now, maybe benign, but you're right. So it turned out, after CAT scan confirmed it, it was a teratoma. And these teratomas or dermoid cysts are actual, you know, solid tumors that come from the germ layer that creates your hair and nails and all that. So you can see a little bit of hair. I was kind of a dark blonde. Yeah, you can see a little bit of hair and no teeth, but those are the tumors that have the teeth and the hair because they come from the lineage of the same cell line that makes your hair and teeth. So I get that taken out, and in order to get that taken out, they do it laparoscopically, where they go through the belly button, go through a couple other ports, and it basically allows an easy way to see the tumor without having to cut you up open more extensively. So great, I did good. I did good for years. And I had a couple babies, and well, now that area in the belly button where I originally had some surgery, now you got a little bit of a weakness in there, because, you know, you had surgery going through that area, so I got a little belly button hernia. Alright, so belly button hernias, that's okay. They call them umbilical hernias. Well, I was going to blow it off, and then finally my doctor's like, no, you know, it's going to just get bigger, and you don't want to get bowel stuck through it, so go get it prepared. So I got a little belly button hernia repair, a little baby mesh, kind of like a post-it note size mesh, and it looks good. Everything looks good. Okay, then, about a year and a half ago, something wasn't right, and my tummy was really getting bloated, and I was looking really, really pregnant, and all of a sudden, I felt the hernia come back. So the mesh might have been irritating something. We don't know what the heck. And, you know, you've heard a lot of stuff going on with the mesh. I'm like, well, let's just take it out and replace it. So they replaced my Post-it note mesh using that DaVinci robot with this big 8x10 square mesh for my umbilical hernia, because now I had a more of a ventral hernia. So you see, the hernia kind of made a bigger hernia. Okay, so now you think, all right, everything's fine. Hernias should be kind of taken care of. Everything should be fine. No. I still, at the end of the day, my tummy looks really, really bloated. So we're like, is it ovarian cancer? Is it colon cancer? No, I get tested for all that. And so what we think is happening is the more surgeries you have, the more you make adhesions or scar tissues. And scar tissues can pull on the bowel. Scar tissue can pull so much on the bowel that it twists the bowel. So when you have a twisting of the bowel, that could be very painful, or you may not feel it, or it could cause back pressure, etc. Well, I go in for my scopes, and oh my gosh, that prep was horrible. I've done it 3 times. It's so bad, drinking the stuff and you want to throw up. Anyway, I have the colonoscope prep diaries up on my Facebook. If you want to read it, you can. So I go through hour by hour, and then I go for my scope. Now, I don't remember much, because remember I told you they give you your diagnosis when you're coming out of propofol? So all I remember is waking up, the nurse handing me my phone, so I took a propofol selfie. Oh my gosh, I look so bad. I look so, I cannot believe. And I posted on Facebook. So even coming out of propofol, coming out of that, I'm still able to post on Facebook and do selfies. It blows my mind. But anyway. So, I hear that I have, Dr. Bose, you have esophagus ulcers. See me in a week. Ulcers, I have esophagus. Now, he's a great doctor. My doctor's phenomenal. Dr. Shapochnikov. But I'm like, are you kidding me? So now I have a bunch of ulcers, I guess, in my esophagus. Now, you get those from a variety of reasons. You could get it if you drink a lot of alcohol, which I don't. You could get it if you have a lot of bad heartburn, which I don't. You could get it if you have a incompetent sphincter, which I could have. My lower esophageal sphincter could be incompetent. I'm sure I have a couple other incompetent sphincters. Never had a patient I had to clinically take care of with this. My guess is something is pulling on my bowel, the small intestine, that tweaks it just enough to cause some back pressure. And that's why I might be getting a little bit of pressure and then some irritation with stomach and acid going up. The problem is what do you do for esophageal ulcers? Well, I take those proton pump inhibitors, those same medications I told you last week that could bother the liver. So now I have to take them for a month straight. Then I got to get another scope. I have to avoid tomato. I love tomato. I got to avoid chocolate. Are you kidding me? Chocolate too? I got to avoid any fried foods, which I really don't need fried foods. I got to avoid any fattening foods. I have to avoid onions, which, again, I've been doing that for years. And I got to reduce the stress. How the hell am I supposed to do that? All right, well, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Medicare open enrollment has begun. And helping us kind of walk through this, and we are so honored to have Chris Abbott, Health Plan CEO of Medicare, and I apologize, I'm having some computer issues right now, and retirement at United Healthcare. Chris, thank you again for joining us. We know you had a busy day, and we are honored to have you join us today.
Well, good morning. It's my pleasure to join you.
Excellent, excellent. So, Greg, can you tell us the latest on what's happening with open enrollment?
Well, you're right. We have started the Medicare annual open enrollment process. It started October 15th. It's going to run through until December 7th. It's the once-a-year opportunity when all 58 million Americans who are on Medicare have a chance to select a plan for the coming year, in this case, 2018. It's really important that everyone who's on Medicare take this opportunity to take a look and make sure they've got the right plan for next year. Again, as you know, the status of your health, the coverage that you have, such an enormous impact. So this is why we want to make sure everybody's on the right plan for next year.
Great. You know, I've always wondered, why isn't there just one Medicare plan? You know, I understand there's Medicare Part A, B, C, D. I get that. But, you know, is that where we think government is going to go to, where we kind of simplify the way Medicare is administered?
Well, today, under the kind of the laws that we have, is people who are on Medicare typically have kind of one of two general ways of getting their health care. The first one is through traditional Medicare, Medicare Part A and Part B, and that coverage. That process, though, typically requires you to get a separate prescription drug program, and if you want any kind of financial protection, you would have to buy a separate Medicare supplement plan. The other way then of getting your Medicare coverage benefits is through the Medicare Part C, the Medicare Advantage program. Medicare Advantage programs take Part A and Part B, put it into a single package. These are offered by private companies like UnitedHealthcare that have a contract with the federal government. We build in the prescription drug benefits. So you've got your A benefits, your B benefits, your D benefits in a single package, a little more simple, a little more convenient. But the other thing that's really important, again, for older adults, traditional Medicare doesn't cover a lot of things that people tend to be surprised at when they hit 65.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Medicare Advantage, we do get to continue to cover. So an example would be hearing aids. One out of three older adults suffers from hearing loss. Eyewear, again, something traditional Medicare doesn't cover, but Medicare Advantage plans can do that. Medicare Advantage, we're offering many of our members the opportunity for a free fitness club membership. And again, things as simple as routine dental, traditional Medicare doesn't offer, but Medicare Advantage plans can offer those services.
No, that's phenomenal. I know with many of my patients, I've been suggesting the Medicare Advantage plans. It just, you need something more comprehensive, and especially when it comes to hearing aids. You know, I'm glad that, they're starting to offer coverage for that. That has been a very expensive burden, unfortunately, on a lot of people that are already trying to deal with their diabetes medications and their high blood medications, and now all of a sudden now they have to pay for hearing aids and those don't get covered. Can you roughly tell us what are the price ranges of these Medicare Advantage plans?
Well, I think the coverage is really kind of what it is you want is out there today in most communities. So many plans have no additional plan premium, zero plan premium. You do have to pay your Medicare Part B premium. That's a requirement under the law. But I've seen plans that go up to over $100. The part of the, I would say, the economics of choosing your Medicare Advantage plan is typically the more you're paying in premium, the less you're paying if you go into the doctor or the hospital's office. So mm-hmm. at the highest premium levels, you may not pay anything when you go in the hospital. At zero premium, you might have a copayment of a couple of $100 than when you go to the hospital. So the kind of the general principle I recommend to people to think through is, with the protections that Medicare Advantage plans offer, you can actually keep your money in your pocket longer. But, you know, again, you access care, you're going to get it. You'll have to pay when you get the care, versus a plan or like a Medicare supplement plan where you're paying all that premium whether you use a plan or not. So it's really, when do you want to pay or when do you want to participate in paying for your health care?
Excellent. You know, there was a very, very large, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there was a very large organization that was contemplating scaling back the types of Medicare plans that they were going to see. And the one plan that I believe they were still going to hold firm with and continue to take care of patients was the Medicare Advantage plans, the ones that had the additional options and access. And luckily, things changed, and I believe there must have been a lot of vocal criticism of the move, and they decided not to. But it shows that, you know, having just basic Medicare may not be most advantageous, especially if we start to see organizations drop Medicare. Are you seeing that as well throughout the country?
Well, there's a couple things I'm seeing. First off is over the last 5 years, we've seen a 50% growth in the enrollment of Medicare Advantage plans. One out of three Americans on Medicare has now picked Medicare Advantage for the reasons we were just talking about. I think one of the things I see with many of our relationships with healthcare providers, primary care physicians in particular, is we have the opportunity to actually reward primary care physicians for taking better care of members. So what do I mean by that? So for example is, rather than just being the kind of the referral traffic cop, so to speak, is primary care physicians are best when they have an opportunity to be the quarterback. When that physician is truly managing all of your care as an older adult, knows what medications you're on, your chronic conditions, if you need to go to the hospital or the emergency room, that physician is actually helping with that process. If you're in the hospital, you need skilled nursing afterwards, again, that physician is helping in that process. One of the things we're seeing with Medicare Advantage plans across the country is actually patients are less likely to actually go to the emergency room for that reason, because they have a closer, better relationship with their primary care physician. They're in the hospital for shorter periods of time, and they actually are less likely to be readmitted afterwards, again, because there's that quarterback process, I would say, than the mm-hmm. Medicare Advantage world. We're able to appropriately incentivize physicians to be involved.
We're talking to Chris Abbott, Medicare and retirement expert with Health Plan CEO, talking about the open enrollment. Is there anything that you would suggest people doing, people should do prior to, rather than just going online, where should we send patients to get more information?
Well, certainly online, UHCMedicarePlans.com is a great place to see the portfolio of plans in whatever community you live at. You can call us 1-800-UHC-6509 to do that. You can go online at Medicare.gov. It's a great website to do that. I really encourage people, though, is again, wherever they live, to meet with a licensed, appointed, trained health insurance representative, because part of the process is making sure that with all the options, you have the one that works best for you. An example is if your idea of a great time is spending 6 months of the year in an RV traveling across the United States, you need very different kind of coverage than whether you're, you know, typically there in one community, you get all of your care there. So that concept of portability is an important part of which plan. But there's other areas that, you know, again, an agent who specializes can help really ask the right questions, make sure you get the right plan.
Absolutely. And open enrollment goes from October 15th to December 7th. Many people thought that it would kind of connect with the exchange enrollment period of November 1, and it isn't. We usually start Medicare enrollment early, correct?
Yes, that's due. We want to make sure everybody's ready. They've got their ID card for January 1st, so that's why December 7th, that's the last day to take action.
Mr. Abbott, give us the website one more time where my listeners can go to.
UHCMedicarePlans.com.
Great. And then I'll post that as well online. Chris, thank you so much. I think we've had you on the show before. Can't wait to have you back again. This has been very, very helpful. And bless you for all the great work you do for our seniors out there.
It's our pleasure. It's our passion and what we do every day.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk about the plague that's going on in Madagascar that is now threatening other cities. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is just devastating. A plague outbreak has left 57 dead, more than 680 infected in Madagascar. It is continuing to spread at unprecedented rates. The latest figures are of October 12th, so a few days ago. An estimated 329 of these cases and 25 deaths were in the capital of Antananarivo. Antananarivo, sorry. The case is reported by both the World Health Organization and the National Bureau for Risk and Disaster Management in Madagascar include probable and suspected cases, as well as those that have been confirmed by laboratory tests. And, you know, they say the country experiences regular outbreaks, like maybe 400 cases of plague each year. But this time they say it's different. This year they say health officials are reporting that the infection started much earlier than usual, and they're occurring in new areas like urban settings. They've also seen an unexpected number of cases of pneumonic plague. Pneumonic plague is transmitted a lot more easier than from person to person. They say of the 684 cases reported as of October 12th, 474 were pneumonic plague, 157 were bubonic plague, and one was septicemic plague. A further 54 were unspecified. So pneumonic plague coming from the lungs, bubonic plague making these big, large buboes or swollen lymph glands, and then septicemic plague spreading throughout the blood. Of Madagascar's 114 districts, 35 have reported cases of plagues, including at least 10 cities. So plague is caused by an infection, which is bacteria, which means we could actually cure the plague nowadays with antibiotics. That bacteria is called Yersinia pestis, and it's spread usually like the bubonic plague, all right? It's usually spread not from like kissing somebody, but from getting bit by a flea or rat. Right, or touching the feces of an infected individual. And so what ends up happening is when you get this type of plague, you get painful swollen lymph nodes or buboes. You also get fever, chills, coughing. Pneumonic plague is much more virulent and damaging because it causes a severe lung infection. You have a severe lung infection, now you could spray, cough, sneeze these airborne droplets. The incubation period is also short, and an infected person could die with in 12 hours. That's how fast. Now, again, both forms can be treated with antibiotics, which means we have got to detect this very, very quickly. They say occasionally there could be cases of septicemic plague where the infection is spread to a person's bloodstream. This can cause bleeding and necrosis of tissue. So what ends up happening is when you go into septicemia, you go into septic shock. Your blood pressure will drop, trying to shunt blood to the areas of the brain and the heart to protect it while this nasty infection is going throughout your blood. Well, if blood is shunting away from your feet and your hands and your toes, that's when you start to get necrosis. And so you'll start to get black skin, black fingers. It's horrible. And so, you know, that's why they used to call it the Black Death. So the government has mobilized resources to spray schools and other public places to fight fleas and rodents and curb the spread of infection. People have also been lining up at pharmacies in the capital, some wearing face masks to get medications and protection. So to further reduce the spread of the disease, public schools are closed. The government has forbidden public gatherings, according to the International Federation of the Red Cross. So it's scary stuff, you know. Right now, the World Health Organization has delivered more than 1.2 million doses of antibiotics and released 1.5 million in emergency funds this year. The Red Cross has released more than $1 million to deploy a treatment center and has mobilized more than 1,000 volunteers and is upgrading their skills on community surveillance. Can I just say something here? Wow. Red Cross has been able to mobilize 1,000 volunteers. You know, we're talking volunteers. They're not getting paid. God bless any of you that are able to take time away from your families, away from your paying job, and travel to an area where there's an epicenter of plague or infectious disease or flooding or fires. You know, we really don't talk about or you know, commend or appreciate what these volunteers do. You know, I mean, you know, you and I act like, you know, taking off work is going to take an act of Congress to do so. And here are people that are, when, you know, nature calls, or, you know, when the calamity or tragedy calls, they're on a plane or boat out there to help. So God bless these volunteers for the Red Cross and any other volunteers out there. So we'll keep you guys posted. They say, though the country is endemic for the plague, these outbreaks usually occur during the rainy season, and the rains will drive the rodents out. And rodents are usually the cause of the type of plague that they get. But this outbreak began after the death of a man in the central highlands of the country. And in late September, a man from Sakilis, who was in Madagascar to take part in the Indian Ocean Club Championship basketball tournament, died from pneumonic plague. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to track where did this come from, you know, why is this different? Because, you know, that area gets plague. But why now so many more cases, and why are we looking at pneumonic as opposed to rodent caused bubonic plague? Pneumonic now can spread it easier with the coughing and the sneezing. So Madagascar has 25 million people. It's a big island. They do say, though, there is low risk of international spread. So remember with Ebola, people were scared to death wanting to do travel bans, limit travel to the United States. And so remember what we were talking about where the airlines were checking temperatures? And, you know, I'm thinking, if all you're going to do is check a temperature for a fever, somebody could take a crap load of ibuprofen or acetaminophen, bring their fever down, and go, yeah, I'm good. They go, yeah, but you seem tired. They go, look, I just got off a red eye. I am tired. I'm good. I got no fever. Can I go? Get past security, and then bring Ebola. We were pretty frightened about that. Luckily, though, Ebola didn't get as bad as it could have here in the United States, but it was still a bad one. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Canadian mother has filed a claim against her doctors in the hospital she gave birth at because she lost all four limbs to a flesh-eating bacterial infection and now faces a kidney transplant. Lindsay Hubley, 33 years old, gave birth to son Miles in March. Unfortunately, she suffered a series of complications after being sent home. The claim alleges that Hubley returned to IWK Health Center the next day and was allegedly sent home without further examination. Her lawyers claim that doctors failed to remove part of her placenta during the son's birth, so retained placental fragments can make you sick, can make you septic. She returned to the hospital a second time the following day after experiencing pain and discoloration. I'm amazed that they sent her home the first time. So she's currently hospitalized. She has required amputations now, both below her elbows and knees, underwent a complete hysterectomy. Her fiancé, 34 years old, Mike Sampson, has had to quit his job to take care of her and their newborn son. They say our allegations are that she had been poorly assessed when she presented at the hospital. A substantial part of the damage, if not all of it, could have been prevented. Sampson said Hubley faces many more surgeries, but has managed to remain upbeat. And, you know, there is a GoFundMe page that has been set up to help the family and their expenses. This is crazy. Right now, they've met $95,000 of their goal. It's under GoFundMe.com/Lindsay/Hubley. You know, wow. I mean, this is something that scares patients. You know, you go to the doctor, you're like, something's wrong. And the doctors say, no, go home. And you go home, and then it worsens. Just like that teenager in Georgia, the zip lining incident, where she's like, but my leg hurts. I'm like, no, you're fine. And then by the time anybody realizes that it's a bad infection, she's losing limbs. I understand we don't want to overdo it with antibiotics. I understand we don't want to treat everybody. But I think we're scaring doctors to the point that they're like, no, I don't want to overprescribe. I don't want to overprescribe. And we're missing some big cases. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lois had a few choice words about Medicare and why you have to buy a Medicare Advantage plan. I can't read any of those choice words. I'm sorry, on air. Please feel free to send me any of your choice words on Facebook, on Twitter, or at drdahlia.com. Doesn't necessarily guarantee I'm going to read them on air. I hear you guys. I understand that. Here you are, you're 65. You should be on Medicare. This is what you have been planning on and investing into, so you don't have to worry about health care. I love the idea of Medicare. I think that's great. You bust your butt when you're younger, and then you have something there in a way for your retirement that allows you to cover health care expenses only. I think that's wonderful. Social Security is supposed to be designed that same way, but not always the case, as they say we're going to be running out of our Social Security funds, as well as the Medicare funds. But the fact that if you want extra things, you buy extra. I get it. If you feel taken, I get that. Luckily there's companies, thank God, that are trying to make this as easy as possible. But for Medicare to not cover hearing aids, what the hell? It's ridiculous. But hearing aids are expensive. So if they don't have to cover it, they don't have to cover it. They don't want to cover pap smears. If they don't want to cover, certain things, they're not going to. But these Advantage plans definitely do pick up the slack. And, sometimes, doing things as a cash patient, not using the insurance can be cheaper. We've talked about Lifeline screening a lot on the show. Lifeline screening allows you to, screen for aortic aneurysm and peripheral vascular disease, and do your carotid artery screening. Lifeline screening allows you to do that by cash. They have packages for $149 that allow you to look at multiple things with your body using ultrasound technology, so no radiation. You get to stay dressed. They're inexpensive. It's painless. And then you get these results that you can send to your doctor. So Lifeline screening allows that. Call them at 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-LIFE. Cheaper way to go. Allows you to check liver, cholesterol, etc. True, Medicare should cover most of those, but if there's something that Medicare doesn't cover, go to Lifeline Screening. There's a lot that they could do inexpensively and painlessly. 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. All right, so this was another crazy football week. I don't understand. This season has been like no other season. The Patriots were actually losing to the Jets. Can you believe that? They were actually losing to the Jets. And then they surpassed. The Falcons lost to the... Are you kidding me? This has been such a... And the Chiefs lost yesterday. But what was pretty sad, and I know I've kind of had a bone to pick with Aaron Rodgers, and I even blamed my esophageal ulcers on him, because every time he plays the Cowboys, it really hurts. Because he could play. He's good. Unfortunately, he got sacked early on in the first quarter with the Viking game, and he suffered a broken collarbone. And so many of you have asked inquired, how long is he going to be out? He could be out for the season. And so I thought maybe we'll discuss what collarbone clavicle fractures are. So collarbone is another name for clavicle. And what the clavicle does, it's the bone that's horizontal, and it connects the shoulder blade to the sternum or the breastbone. You have one on each side, and it kind of provides shoulder girdle support. But not only that, it helps with arm movement, and you have a lot of major blood vessels, and you have a lot of major lymph nodes that run under. So you want to protect those vital organs. So the clavicle does a lot. Right? Unfortunately, the clavicle is one of the most common types of bones to fracture during sports injuries. Now, you have three major groups or types of clavicle fractures. You got the type 1, type 2, and type 3. Yeah, no, thank God they don't name it all the... You know that some... you know, scientist or doctor want it named after them, but luckily they kept it simple, 1, 2, and 3. So type 1 is the most common. Now, that occurs in the middle third of the clavicle, and if you need to, study this up, you can go to my website at drdahlia.com or on my Twitter and Facebook. I have an article written for you guys. So type 1 is the most common. It's in the middle third of the clavicle, just right there in the middle. Type 2 is the second most common and occurs more distally, more towards the shoulder. And then type 3 is the most rare, and that occurs more medially, closer to the rib cage and sternum. Now, for those of you that are really good in physics and understand torque and pressures, etc., that makes sense. The middle appears to be the weakest, then the side towards the shoulder, but right near your main rib cage sternum, there seems to be more support, more of a buttress, hence that's why those are harder to fracture and more rare. So what are the signs or symptoms of a clavicle fracture? Well, pain, loss of range of motion of the shoulder. You could have a bulge at the fracture site. You could have swelling, bruising, tenderness at the fracture area. When you have a little kid or baby or young kid, they may just not want to move the arm, and that could be a sign. But, you know, people may think, well, look, Aaron Rodgers, I don't see any swelling. You know, I don't see any bruising. Well, bruising and swelling can come later. But if you have sharp pain and you don't want to move your shoulder, you have got to assume you have a clavicle fracture or a collarbone fracture. So how are collarbone or clavicle fractures treated? Well, if the bone isn't shifted too bad, you know, and it's a simple break, and it's only shifted just a touch, we usually treat it non-surgically. We'll put you in an arm sling so you don't move the shoulder too much. We'll give you pain medication. We'll give you anti-inflammatories. And then we will start physical therapy almost immediately because we want to make sure that your shoulder is moving, that you don't lose loss of range of motion of the shoulder. And we sling you. We do not brace you. I think we used to do a figure eight. We don't do that anymore. It doesn't really help unionizing the two ends of the bone. Just basically an arm sling will work. Unfortunately, for some people, the clavicle fracture gets significantly displaced. I don't know what exactly happened with Aaron Rodgers or the type of clavicle fracture, but a significantly displaced clavicle, then we have to reunite the ends. And we're going to need to reunite the ends with rods, plates, screws, etc. So, that could take a lot of time. So, how long does it take collarbone fractures to heal? Anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks. Bone takes at least 6 weeks in a grown-up, 6 to 12 weeks for this to heal, especially depending on how bad the break is. For kids, it could be 3 to 6 weeks, but, you know, you're out of a sport. You're in that arm sling. You're in physical therapy for a while. So how do you prevent collarbone fractures? With sports, it's tough because that collarbone, it protrudes. Again, it's supposed to be protecting vessels underneath. It's designed to be there to take a hit. It's designed to be broken. That's why they can heal on their own, a lot of them. You know, it's designed to be there to take the brunt, to take one for the team. The thing is you can only do it so much. Look at Tony Romo. Tony Romo was out for a season because of collarbone fracture. So now Aaron Rodgers, here what, we're going into week 6? Not good. So probably 6 to 12 weeks, you have to make sure to avoid these types of things, to, you know, avoid contact sports, avoid blows, avoid hits. If you're a quarterback, you got to avoid getting sacked. But when you saw the way he fell and twisted, and then with the force on him that was coming at a speed, you could almost hear it snap. It was just something that you knew it was bad once he was down. So, be careful out there, people. Okay, when we come back, you guys are not going to like this next story. Frequent hair dyeing. Those of us that dye our hair frequently, we have a study now that is linking it to breast cancer. Not the first time it's been linked to breast cancer, but this study has gotten people talking. And boy, do I dye my hair a lot. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.